David Rubin is a retired English professor. It's perhaps redundant to say he's a storyteller. Recently, he told me about a story he'd written for the celebration of his 80th birthday.
So it was last spring, in the spring of 2017, that I actually wrote the story.
Roughly 70 years after the events depicted in the story.
That's about just right.
Imagine David Rubin at 10. He's living in Cleveland, and his family has just recently been made whole because David had spent several years in an orphanage while his father was in a tuberculosis sanitarium. David says he was a handful in those days, and his mother had no choice but to give him up temporarily. For winter recreation, young David had an enormous field that the city would flood, a place he recreated when he wrote his story.
Every day after school, I would look out from our flat and see whether the ice was fit for skating. When the ice was too soft or watery, the light was red, and I moped around the house, itching to get out there. When the light was blue, I'd sling my skates over my shoulder and head for the flooded field, now solidly frozen. Sometimes the ice was rough and bumpy, sometimes smooth as glass. After a while, I got pretty good. For a kid, I mean.
For that 80th birthday party, David's wife Eleanor asked everybody in the family to be prepared to tell a story. David felt the story with his 10-year-old self at the center would work, especially for the grandchildren who were hockey fans. Because in the story, well, David should read from it again.
One day out of nowhere came a tall, swift skater, a full-grown man who whizzed around the ice with a grace and ease I had never seen before. "That's High Buller," one of the kids said. "He skates for the Cleveland Barons. He's a great defenseman, and he must live around here somewhere."
That a pro hockey player, even a pro playing for a minor league team, should appear on a frozen playground seems unlikely enough. But apparently, for High Buller, skating in the neighborhood felt natural. In hockey circles, he was known as a hard guy, but there was much more to him.
He was a community person. He was a chevra man, a chevra man. He was a man of the community.
He was indeed. In fact, Buller helped to establish and support a boys and girls club in Cleveland. But as a 10-year-old, all David Rubin knew was that he'd skated on the same ice as a pro. He ran home and told his father about High Buller. And shortly thereafter, his father came up with tickets to a Cleveland Barons game. Rubin doesn't recall whether the Barons won that game, but he remembers the fight that interrupted it.
High Buller was taking a terrible beating during this fight. He was cut and he was bleeding. There was, his blood was all over the ice, to my eyes. And I feared for him. I feared literally for his life.
For several days, Buller didn't appear on the frozen field.
You know, I was on the lookout for him, and suddenly there he was, skating again. And for some reason, I was alone, or at least so my memory tells me. I was alone following him.
Following him at some distance. But eventually, Rubin, and remember, he was 10, eventually he found the courage to approach High Buller, whose face was still swollen.
And said to him, "I saw the fight," and then I said the kind of stupid thing that people say to athletes and others who get hurt, "Are you okay?"
Buller said he'd soon be back in uniform, and then he didn't just skate away.
He asked me my name. I told him. He then asked me, he said, "Are you Jewish?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Me too. I'm Jewish, too." Just about at that point, handed me his hockey stick and his practice puck. And he said, "You take these."
It was a scene Rubin recreated in the story he wrote.
Then he skated off into the dusk, leaving me alone on the ice, gazing up at the blue light above the warming house. In my hands was a Northland hockey stick with High Buller's name on it. In my pocket was his puck.
Writing the story helped Rubin understand why that brief connection with High Buller had meant so much.
I think he sensed something about me. I had always looked for other fathers, with my own father kind of on the sidelines, if we use a sports language a bit, from a very early age, I was wandering around everywhere looking for fathers.
Highbuller left Cleveland and played 3 years with the New York Rangers. He made an all-star team. David Rubin, as previously mentioned, went on to a solid career as an English professor slash storyteller. He thinks he knows why the youngest members of his family particularly enjoyed the Highbuller story.
Because it conveyed both the hard times of my childhood and also kind of emerging into a better time.
You got that? Aspiring writers, hard times during childhood, sure, but then a kind of emerging into a better time. Write it down.